Hollywood kicks off its awards season with the Golden Globes on Sunday. The ceremony will air on CBS after a few years of controversy. NPR's Mandelito Barco reports on what to expect.
It may be no surprise that the hit movie Barbie leads the Golden Globe nominations, including Best Director and Best Picture, Musical or Comedy.
You guys ever think about dying?
The feminist take on the doll's existential story has 9 nominations, including for 3 of its songs. And like at the box office, Barbie was followed closely in Globe's nominations by Oppenheimer, the drama about the development of the atom bomb.
This is the most important thing to ever happen in the history of the world.
But the summer hits collectively known as Barbenheimer are not the only movies to watch at the Globes. There's Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon and Bradley Cooper's Maestro. Among the small screen nominees, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Succession. Stand-up comedian Joe Coy will host the Golden Globes, which will be broadcast for the first time on CBS. 2 years ago, studios, networks, and stars boycotted the ceremony after controversies rocked the host organization, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Investigations by the LA Times revealed the group's questionable practices and lack of diversity. The group was called out for conflicts of interest and bribery and for having very few Black members. In 2023, the HFPA promised reforms, then officially disbanded and morphed into a for-profit organization run by Dick Clark Productions. The results of any changes may be evident when the new Golden Globes airs this weekend. One thing that is for certain is for the first time there will be 2 new awards, one for televised stand-up comedy and another for box office hits. Barbie and Taylor Swift's concert movie are in the running for that. Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.